consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, welcome loves. I am so excited about today's episode, all about taking an unconventional approach to marketing and sales. So this is for you if you're a creative, you're a coach, you're an entrepreneur, who you're a healer, light worker, and you are so freaking sick and tired of trying to market yourself. If you feel like these marketing tactics that you've been learning about feel tacky, you're exhausted by it, and you're like, ugh, this just totally doesn't resonate, then you need to tune in today's episode. It's gonna be a very juicy, soulgasmic one about feeling into how you can market yourself in ways that are so aligned with your soul. And before I introduce my guest, my special guest and soul sister, Catherine Thompson, I want to just quickly also check in with you about how it's going in your business. If you're a coach, healer, light worker, and transformational leader, if you're feeling maxed out with one-on-one clients and you're ready to scale your business with a high-ticket group program, or you're done with the dollars for hours business model and you're ready to scale with a high-ticket one-on-one program, then please DM me at Bold Sexy Warrior on Instagram or here on Facebook, Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior Soul Ascension. And let's see how I can best support you. All right, my loves. I am so excited to be introducing you to Catherine Thompson. How we met is we actually are in a group coaching program together. So we have the same business coach. It's out in the UK, but we are Canadian. So I immediately felt connected with Catherine, but also more so importantly, her beautiful energy. And just, it feels like a lot of what she shares in the group, I'm like, oh yeah, me too. So we're definitely going through some beautiful, I'll say growth together. And it's been really wonderful to connect with her. And I'm just really excited to have Catherine here to share her magic with you all. So let me tell you more about her. Catherine Thompson is a Canadian-based entrepreneur who inspires people to use their stories as a way to create change in the world. She's an award-winning marketing and communications expert with more than 20 years of experience. Okay, seriously, girl, you don't look old enough. After growing one of her businesses to close to $1 million in sales in less than 4 years, she sold it with a single email. Okay, we need to hear that story. Catherine is now the founder of Creatively Owned, an international marketing and communications firm that helps entrepreneurs use the power of words to create instant appeal for what they are selling. Welcome, love.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, so my background, I come from a marketing communications background. I worked in corporate for 15 years before ditching my corporate career for full-time entrepreneurship. I opened a brick and mortar wine business. And so I ended up selling and producing wine before selling that with a single email to then go back into marketing and communications. So I started my online business about 2 years ago after selling my brick and mortar. So that's it. general background of where I've sort of come from. I've been doing this, yeah, for 20 years, so.
Wow, that is incredible. And so was that the business you sold with one email, or was there another business after that?
Yeah, that was the business I sold with a single email. Yeah, and it was at the height of COVID in 2020, of August of 2020. It was crazy.
Wow, incredible. And so how did Creatively Owned birth into the world?
Yeah, so I felt the need to support businesses with marketing communications because I saw locally during that time, lots of businesses struggling to get their message out, to sell their products and services. And I knew that I had the experience to be able to do that. And so I just felt really called to step back into marketing and communications because I felt like when I worked in corporate, maybe marketing and communications wasn't my thing, but I just realized it was the environment that I was in. It was the corporate world. It wasn't marketing and communications that I didn't like. I just didn't like the world I was in corporate.
How did you discover that love?
That
it was more about the corporate world. So your environment or who you were working, was it with or for?
Yeah, because when I left and went into my brick and mortar, I loved marketing my business. And I actually loved it more than producing the wine. And so that's when I discovered it. I was like, wait a minute, I don't hate marketing communications. I just didn't like the environment I was in, the 9-to-5, the corporate, the culture of corporate, and all of that.
Oh, wow. And also very cool that you had a wine business. I hate to know that about you. That's very cool. Beautiful. And so there probably were some things that you recognize were tacky and bleh about marketing. So I'm guessing this is also why you birthed your Creatively Owned business.
It's interesting because when I started my Creatively Owned business, I was in it for about a year.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought about walking away from the industry because of how tacky a lot of the tactics I saw in the online space. Getting into the online coaching space, it was almost amplified how the bro marketing, the sleazy, icky sales tactics were. Yes. And I was just like, maybe I should just walk away from the industry and go do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we define bro marketing? Some people in the audience might be like, what is that?
Yeah, so like cold DMing, cold pitching, false scarcity, FOMO, manipulation tactics, like if you don't invest right now, you're not committed to your business. If you don't invest, it's like a money block issue.
That's like saying if you don't love me, or if you love me, you would do this in relationships. Oh, so gross. So
right?
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. I think the audience probably has a pretty good idea. It's like, yes. And I feel like that's why so many gifted healers, coaches, light workers, because I know these are your clients as well, really struggle with growing their business because that's kind of like what they have as an idea of what marketing is. And that's what their experience has been. And so I know you're here. We're here to change the game for them.
Yeah.
So tell us how, like, exactly, you know, you got, so you're seeing the grossness of bro marketing. You're seeing the struggle with your clients. Like, what are some of the things that people come to you before hiring you, they are saying?
Yeah, a lot of the coaches and consultants I work with are like soulful entrepreneurs. So they come to me saying either I can't figure out how to put into words what I do because it's not tangible. So it's not
a 10-month,
50 pounds lost, shave 2 hours off your day. Like it's very felt, not spoken. Mm-hmm. And so I hear that a lot from my clients. But then I also hear like they've built this business or experienced success in their business, but they're implementing strategies that have never felt good. The bro marketing, like I need to launch all the time or create these fake deadlines or manipulate people into buying, and they never felt good about it. And so they're like, is there another way? And there absolutely is.
Well, and you and I in our mastermind, we're talking about how, you know, there's a lot of marketing out there where it's mostly talking about the income goals, like make X amount of dollars and blah, blah, blah. Now, and of course, I always say to be in business, absolutely, you need to increase your bottom line. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a hobby. And I remember you saying, like, you're not all about, not that we ever make promises, but like having that focus on calling in people for the income piece, because, and I can totally resonate with this. It's like, then who you start to sort of attract are people who are money focused only, predominantly.
Yeah.
Rather than impact driven. And so I'd love for you to speak a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Money is such a deeply conditioned word. And so, and most of the clients, soulful entrepreneurs, like they're after the impact and they want to feel good in their business. And so if we're using the word money to sell, that is a deeply conditioned word that has an impact on the people you're sharing it with. So if you're sharing it of like, hey, you can make 10K in 30 days, let's just say, some of the promises are really outrageous out there. There's a desperation feeling that goes into that because it's so heavily conditioned, right? Yeah. Lots of people are living in money survival. I would say most people are. And so for selling money as the solution, they might get in their business and create the 10K months or 100K months or whatever the goal is, and never really feel good in their business.
They
and so
feel
I'm ultimately, I'm ultimately after them feeling good.
Yes, I love that. Like feeling in flow, feeling good. And then we also talked about, because this is, you know, I think it's important to celebrate our clients and being able to say, yes, my client, you know, for me, I'm like, my client doubled, tripled, quadrupled their income, increased it by 40%. But I like, I'm okay. I feel good saying that. And it's more about what they've done though, who they have become to create that result. But then also, tying that more to the impact that they've created, right? That's really much more important, than the money itself, although I will say money is important.
Totally. And there's a balance, right? I think there's if you're using it just to sell, just the money piece without the balance of like, they helped 1,000 people, you know, heal from something, you know, like using that balance in your messaging is so important.
Can you, let's like deepen into that juicy note there. Yeah. So using balance, share a little bit more about how you support your clients in doing that. What does that really mean?
Yeah, so it's looking at your messaging, your content, copy as an ecosystem. So using money, if you want to use money, maybe you're using it 10% of your content, and then you're using impact or client testimonials from like how they're feeling now as 20%. And then maybe you're using, you know, your offers as another 10%. So it's an ecosystem that then creates that balance with your messaging and content.
I really love that. I really love how you focus on the feelings, because that's what's most important, right? Like people can have lots of money, and we both know people who have lots of money but inside feel unfulfilled. They feel unfulfilled in how they created that quote unquote money goal, because all along the way to get there, they were anxious, they were critical about themselves. They were, right? Like, it was, this wasn't a place of peace and flow and self-trust into the process. So yeah. I love, and I so resonate with this with my clients. Like, it really is about what feels aligned and good for you, what feels like flow, and what feels like you could simplify. Because really, to get to that goal, if you believe you need to do XYZ, ABC, you know, like so many things to get there, that's overwhelming. Totally. And so it's just like, let's look at what feels aligned. You know, yeah. I want to share, like, celebrate you, because you practiced embodying a deeper, more expansive, and you inspired me, by the way, energy of receiving. And yeah. If you're open to share that a little bit, because I know that that's what you also hold space for your clients, because you're really like moving into this depth of like just letting yourself receive and not be in the hustle mode, not be in the push, push, push. And I just was like, oh my God, Catherine, this is so amazing. Yes. More people need to be, we'll say, doing this, being this, in this energy, embodying it more and more. Because that's really what it's, I believe, the true wealth inside out.
Totally. And a lot of my clients come to me too, and they're like, they don't want to be in this hype energy all the time, right? They feel like they have to dance and be all hyper to sell. And a lot of them are introverted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people feel like circus monkeys with that.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's alignment. I get a lot of like very soulful empaths, introverts, whose energy is very different than maybe a very extroverted person. So there's nothing wrong with being in hype energy if that's your natural energy. Yeah. But if it's not, then the launches and the pushing can feel very difficult and exhausting. And so I've embodied this practice of receiving. And now it's so interesting to see my clients, like, they're getting amazing money results in their business, but they're also like, I feel like I have a way more space in my days now.
Yes, the spaciousness. Yeah. The spaciousness. And so if we were to drop into the receiving, what did that look like for you personally?
Yeah, it's a identity dying process.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Because I was so connected to the hustle and working hard. That's a big part of my identity through my whole life. And so I had to learn to cultivate space in my day, stillness, really meditations, getting in nature. They all seem really simple things, but when you're used to working around the clock, it can be hard to pause.
Yes, I just want to really zoom in on this. An audience, like my loves, listen to this. If you're like, oh my gosh, I could definitely look at slowing down, even though the part of you, because I can really resonate with this too, right? I used to be a workaholic, and it was like hustle, 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 because that's all I knew. My dad is a workaholic. And it's just like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And so you just like go, go, go. And you think that you have to keep pushing that go button. You know, even in marketing, it's like, I have to post, I have to do this, I have to do that, like the have to's, and it doesn't feel fun. And so I love that you're saying it's identity shifting, because it really is. It's about going, I think it's really about stepping back and going through the process of reflecting on, how is it that I want to show up in my business? What would feel like flow to me? And trusting that money doesn't come from clients, but it comes from source. Like, when you're creative, in your creative powers, you are literally getting downloads for your ideas. And I feel like that's what energizes us. That's what feels like fun. That's what feels like flow. So then from there, we're just being channels for what we're putting out there. And it doesn't feel like a have to. It doesn't feel like I need to do this. I, you know, like send out a million emails at this time and then schedule it this time and this time. Oh my God. I know you and I were like, ugh. On that. But then to actually embody what I'm really hearing you say is to actually embody, like shifting away from who you were, the hustle part of you, and moving more into practices that I'm going to say have nothing to do with business, but everything to do with how you're showing up, right? Totally. Which is most important. And being in nature, grounding, and it's going to feel so unnatural for those of us who are in workaholic tendencies. But I am so happy to say, on the other side, it's not that we don't work hard, like let's put that out there, but it's a different energy. It's a really different energy of how we show up. And on the other side, it just feels like you're magnetizing without even trying.
Totally.
Is that fair to say? Yeah. That's my experience. I'm like, wow, that is so cool to be magnetizing without even trying.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, like one of my clients recently said, Catherine, the hardest thing for me to do is pause. And mm-hmm. I feel unproductive or I feel lazy. Mm-hmm. And so that's the conditioning, the identity shift that needs to happen. And it takes time.
It does. And the anxiety that comes with not living behaviorally in the pattern of that hustle mode is real. It's real. And so that's the opportunity to really handle and manage the anxiety by dropping in your body, doing breath work, I love with my clients doing somatic work and just processing and shifting those subconscious beliefs. Because that's really where the gold is. Because once you like then move past that, there's a point where you'll just realize like, okay, my new normal is actually be more sitting back and allowing things to come in and waiting. I really believe like waiting sometimes, not in anxiety, but in trusting the universe. So huge.
And that's when the beautiful copy and content and inspiration comes, is when you wait and listen and sit in silence.
Yes, 1000%. Because like, I feel like when I catch myself in the, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And then I'm like, I have writer's block. I can't, it feels forced and it doesn't feel authentic to try to write something when I'm just not in the embodied place of what's the truth that wants to come out right now.
Totally.
Yeah. So powerful. I would love us we're going to go into commercial soon, but when we come back, let's talk more about how to, we'll say, market the intangibles. Because so many of us, coaches, healers, light workers, therapists, even, it's like we're selling feelings, which are intangible. And so when we come back, we will jam a little bit more about that.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are lightworkers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, love. So I know that this is a very, very big question, even with my clients, is how, as coaches, as healers, as soulpreneurs, do I sell transformation? Help. How do I market that?
Totally. Yeah. So the big one that I always work with my clients on is really encapsulating the experience. So a lot of marketing is sort of pushed marketing. It's very salesy in a very structured way, but it doesn't encapsulate the experience. And a lot of soulpreneurs' work is an experience. It's a journey.
Yeah,
it's not a point A, point B. I'm going to take you from A to B because everyone's experience is different.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so can you maybe give a client example of how you would walk, how you have walked them through?
Yeah, so I have a current client right now, for example, didn't want to do a masterclass. She's an online coach who is an intuitive guide. And she's like, the masterclass doesn't really showcase what I do. And so instead we've been playing with different types of experiences that she can take her audience through, whether that's a full moon ceremony or a workshop that's like a live coaching or you know, a meditation, an hour meditation or a retreat or a one day VIP retreat. So it's like, what can you offer that will give people a glimpse into your world?
And would that be, with this particular client, is that offering like a entry level point?
Yeah, so that's her fear, free experience.
Yeah, free.
And then she can turn it into a paid workshop or whatnot, but it's free to start. Yes. And then on the back end of that, she has her offer.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so I love that you give permission for people to really feel into that. I'm so much about that too. You know, it's like masterclasses, webinars, challenges are incredible if you feel aligned for them. And I mean, I really did build my business when I first started as a self-love coach, moving from former psychologist and then self-love coaching. And so for me, I built my business on speaking. So speaking in person, selling in the back end, being able to do a masterclass, selling directly on it, or selling people into a free call with me to see what fits in terms of support. And so that's why I like to teach my clients, but not everybody is going to resonate with a masterclass. So, you know, I also encourage the workshop, and I love that, you know, I love that you're like, hey, do what feels fun and like exciting for you. Cause like, if we don't feel fun, we don't feel excited about something, we're not going to do it.
No. And she sat for 40 minutes and didn't speak. She put it out there, had a bunch of people sign up, and then she sat there for 40 minutes and did like energy healing for the full moon for 40 minutes without talking. And it's like, you can get people interested in what you do without even speaking.
Well, it's energy, right? It's just like moving right in there and deepening that. It's like, oh, like when you have that experience, that somatic experiential, which I think is the most powerful work ever. You know, it's the quickest way to shift our beliefs, shift our way of being, and out of the self-sabotage. Like, you're already sold. Your body's like, yeah, more of this, please. We don't even have, we don't even need the words. We don't need the words, and I love that. I actually would like to say, like, that's what supported me, Catherine, in terms of like moving from structured masterclasses to moving people more on Zoom and having an experience, bring in the meditations. You know, I remember my very first speaking coach, freaking phenomenal woman. And it was very structured. And the thing is, I remember her saying, no, don't do meditations. And I was like, oh, okay, right? But as I evolved years later, I'm like, no, like, I freaking love meditations. My people love meditation. So we start off with breath work, with something where I can drop in the light codes, and then I'll start presenting. I just feel like it's just like, let's open up, let's receive. And it feels aligned for me. So finding, I love that you're like, find the strategies that align for you.
Totally. Yeah. And my clients love it because that's one of the things they often say to me is, for the first time, I feel seen. Like, I've worked with other marketing people that are like, it's this way, you've got to do it, sell in this way. And they're, and doesn't feel good for them. And their magic and their medicine is, could be Reiki, could be meditation, could be breath work. And it's like, why are we not showing that?
Because to talk about it versus showing it and having people experience the magic themselves is so much more potent that way.
And 100%.
So, yes. And so I'm guessing this is a huge part of why marketing industry doesn't work so well for solopreneurs. Sorry, solopreneurs.
Yeah, it's so masculine and based on the masculine, and it's very analytical, logical, psychological, when in reality, a lot of the solopreneurs is like below the head. Everything they do is like neck down, not like mindset and limiting belief stuff and whatnot. But a lot of it is like feeling in their body. And we don't sell that way in traditional marketing.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, even like my experiences of marketing teams, as amazing as they are, I think that in my experience anyways, I've yet to find the most aligned marketing team for me. Because they can, I definitely am not knocking them. They get you to a certain point, but at some point, because they're not in the same energy as you, they're not embodied in the same frequency. I find that like people who are marketing agencies try to for solopreneurs, but if they're not in the same frequency, they don't get it. They're trying to speak from a heady place and speak from where you they think of who you are, but it doesn't match. People can tell. They're like, they can just tell. It's like, yeah, not your frequency, not your words, not your. And so I'm not trying to say that, again, not knocking any marketing teams, but I feel like they can only take you so far unless they grow with you in the same frequency.
And totally. And I think, again, most marketers are trained in a very masculine way. I was, yeah, right? And mm-hmm. a year ago, I got a download that I needed to play a part in changing the way we did marketing because mm-hmm. it is so strategic, analytical, and psychological. And that's where a lot of the manipulation can happen, right? And I always say that most communication is done non-verbally.
Yes, 1,000%. I mean, we process non-verbals first before the verbal.
Yeah, and yet we use word smithery and we put so much weight on the word smithery to sell. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the nuances, tone of voice, mm-hmm. all of that hits in people's hearts way before the words do.
So true. You know, for my reels, the ones I get the most view are the ones me doing light language. That has nothing to do with marketing, but it also has everything to somatically.
Totally.
And it's just like it draws more of my ideal soul tribe in. And it's just, I think it's such a beautiful way to give to impacts without, and like not have that attachment, be like, you know, you need to buy from me. You know, yes, it's important to really grow the visibility, grow your visibility, and to do that in a way that feels fun and giving, life-giving for yourself and for others.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because I often get my clients to ask themselves how they want to be sold to. Mm. And 100% of the time, they don't want to be sold to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right? Like, who wants to be?
Yeah.
So what do they say?
So, yeah, they'll describe to me the experience that they want to have. They want to feel connected. They want to feel seen. They want to feel heard. And for some of them, it varies. Some, they need to develop a lot of trust with the person. And others are like, I'm just a direct buyer. When I know what I want, I go for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you need to sell in the same way. If you're a very direct buyer, 50 emails, long-winded, probably is not going to land with your people. So let's create a strategy that reflects who you are and not what the industry says you need to be.
Oh, that's so powerful. I love that so much, Catherine. I feel like so many of our beautiful audience members needed to hear that. It's like, oh, thank God. Permission, right? Like permission to not have to follow strategy A, B, and C, and that's the way to do it. But it doesn't resonate. So, and that's the truth, is you can learn about the strategies and show up in the strategies, but if you're not feeling connected with the strategy, your energy's not in tune with it, it just like on that subconscious energetic level, you're like, oh, fuck, I just got to do this because I'm being told this is what works.
Yeah.
People will feel that. You can take two people, one person really resonates with the strategy, the other person doesn't. But they say exactly the same thing, same script, let's say. You can feel the difference. It's about
100%
for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you may get results the first time, but you're repeating it and you won't continue to get the same results.
I see this too. It's like, how come that works the first time, but it didn't work so well the second time? What did I do wrong? And like, they start to blame themselves.
Yeah. And it's likely just out of alignment, non-verbally. the energy, the strategy, and or the words?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because you know, there are certain strategies that even myself, I used to use, and it would create so much, we'll say, success. But I just don't feel, because I've evolved so much, that's just not where I'm at anymore. And so it's like trying to find, not trying, but feeling into that, what feels fun, what feels like flow, what feels energetic for me to really show up so that I can serve. And that's the energy. People connect in with the energy.
Yeah, 100%. 93% of communication is nonverbal. It's energetic.
So amazing. Okay, so now I know there's people in the audience that are probably like, shit. So what you're saying, Catherine and Rosalyn, is that what works for me one time before might not work again. And I feel like some people will feel very liberated by that. Because it's like, you can just create. You can always create. And that's the truth. You can create and create and create as you are. As long as you're in alignment, that's going to work. But I feel like there might be some people who are like, shit, I can't just rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Whoa, what do I do then?
Yeah, the rinse and repeat, I say, is great to have the structure and rinse and repeat. But you also always want to add a little bit of freshness, because the energy you created it in the first place, if you've evolved, that energy is stagnant. So how do you bring a bit of freshness? Can you do an additional live? Can you tweak the content a little bit? Like, what freshness can you add?
I love that, because totally just peeling back the curtains of my business. You know, we learned to put out an evergreen masterclass.
Yeah.
And, it's I've noticed, because I created my masterclass back in February of this year, and I'm like, as you know, and I'm just feeling like, okay, that's a good masterclass. I know I need to make some tweaks, based on the percentage of conversion. And, I recognize like there's been no conversions from that masterclass. And I know it's because of this. It's like, because people feel into my energy more. I've evolved so much. I evolved quickly as well.
Yeah.
Since February, and I have new frequency, new energy, new codes in me. And what's reflected in February probably doesn't feel, not probably, it just doesn't, I know that, of course, it doesn't feel the same as who I am now, my energy now. So I got creative. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to just do things live. And what literally stops me is freaking putting together a PowerPoint or like tweaking and shit like that. So I'm like, ugh. And so for me, it's like, let's just do a flip chart. So I just recently did a solo episode right here, because I'm like, I don't feel like promoting it either.
Yeah.
I love like, it. Well, I'm already going to do slide myself in the time slots I'm already in. Might as well have a solo episode. So those of you who haven't seen that one, it's a couple episodes back about the 10 common mistakes when it comes to marketing. I think that's what it's called. But anyways, 10 common something. You know, it's just like finding the thing that feels like fun, feels like flow, feels like ease. It already works in favor. You don't have to work against much resistance or any resistance at all, because it's just like, here it is. Like, it's here. It'll show up.
Yeah, the resistance is a thing that's a sure sign that you're operating out of alignment somewhere. Mm. And if you're going into and promoting in any resistance, your audience is going to feel that energy.
Yeah. No matter how small or big. Well, big will be obvious. But like, yes, on some level, even if we're trying to convince ourselves, like, yes, I remember I was trying to do something, and my girlfriend, she was just, she's intuitive. She actually did this painting back here, giving her a shout out to Queen Nefertiti, Stephanie Hassan. And she was just like, I know I can hear you, but are you really actually passionate about this? And so she could pick up, even though the words were like, I'm excited, I am, because some part of me was, but I feel like subconsciously, some part of me wasn't excited about it. So yeah. I had to really get real and honest with myself, be like, is this really what I want to be putting out here? Is this really where, like, maybe it's taking up too much of my time and energy right now, and it's actually not aligned for how I want to show up? So I really had to make some tough decisions to let go of those parts.
Yeah, and the tone of voice and the nuance. I had a woman on my podcast 3 episodes ago, and she can intuitively hear, like, your limiting beliefs or blocks, or whether you're not 100% passionate about something. She can hear it in the tone of your voice.
Yeah. It's like, it's so interesting because it's kind of like a blind spot, right? It's like, totally. What's not real about this?
Yeah. Do I want to be doing this?
Oh my goodness. And so tell us a little bit more. Those are for our audience here, those who are like, how do I get to know Catherine more? How do I get into her world? How do I work with her? Please share all your yummy offerings.
Yeah. So I have 2 ways to work with me. I have done for you copywriting, which is basically I work with you to put into words what you do in the most aligned way so that it reflects your energy, who you are, what you're here to do. That's the one-to-one packages. And then I also have my group coaching program, Elevate Business Accelerator. And that's for soulful coaches that want to create, ditch the cookie cutter, one size fits all marketing strategies, and really cultivate a strategy that's in 100% alignment with your unique energy expression.
Powerful. Well, just even the fact that I'm sure so many people right now listening and on the replay, they'll be like, holy moly, I don't have to write this. I can just like share this and then have this co-created. Like that right there is gold. That right there is so much gold.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you're getting to know, like deeply know, intimately know your clients, which then allows you, Catherine, as a copywriter, to like really channel their that message that is so aligned for their soul and what they wanna be sharing with the world. To call it, that's huge. That's so huge. So do all the all of Catherine's links are gonna be in the show notes. She has a freebie, which is a quiz, I believe, right?
It is, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So it will show you what your elevated edge is and what your unique expression is, even down to like the platforms to be on, how to show up, all of those sorts of things.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay.
It is juicy.
Okay, definitely. Love it. All right, my love. So do go connect in with Catherine, follow her on Instagram, Creatively Owned. Again, all her the links are in the show notes for her amazing quiz. Go, go, go. Let her know I sent you because you guys heard from her on here. We always like to know where our referral sources come from. So
totally
beautiful. Okay, so in the last 3 minutes here, I'm just going to invite you, my loves, to just tune in. And what's standing out for you the most in this episode? And my sense is you're feeling like you can be more of who you are. That the strategies don't matter so much as what really sets your heart and your soul on fire. Let yourself just drop in with this permission to just be. Feel the sensations in your body. And if you were just to tune in, drop all the strategies, drop all the knowledge of what you think you need to be doing to market yourself right now. And just tune into the portal of your heart. What would feel so good for you in the way you love to show up, but it doesn't feel like it takes any effort, doesn't feel like it is work. It feels like fun. You would actually do it for free. You Yes, that first thought you had. That's it. That's your inner voice. So tune into that, lean into it. And yes, that voice, that ego voice might be like, yeah, but that's not what's going to make you money. Yeah, but that doesn't work. And yeah, but just drop that. Send it love. And just tune into your pearl of your heart and trust. Trust, trust. I'm going to drop this light codes in to support you in trusting even more. Breathing in, Murakia, Siraku, Rakia, Nerakura, Sinerakia. Merakia, Sirakura, Tinerakura, Tinerakia, Rakua, Nanakati, Nerakia, Kurati, Nerakia. Sirakia, Sirakurati, trust yourself, Murakia, Sorokuratu, activating, amplifying, Murakia, Sorokurati, and Murakua, Tia, Nerakia, Murakurati, Nerakua. Breathing in. Suspending your breath, conjuring in your power, your self-trust. And like a tree with deep roots, as you exhale, imagine you're rooting down your breath, your power, your self-trust. Feel into the energy as Mother Earth receives you. And feel into the energetic ripple effects as they already begin. And so it is. Murakia, Sirakia, Murakuratia. Breathing in and out. Just staying with that, my loves. My wish for you is that you stay aligned in flow for what feels so good for you to show up and serve and trust. That those who are meant to work with you will come in. Thank you so much, Catherine, for being here with us today. Thank you so much for dropping in with your beautiful convo with me and your wisdom and your shares. I know that so many people are going to see so much and get so much of this. So thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Yay.